In the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way down. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Oh, come on.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of frigid weather before that winter storm moves into the Northeast. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z is tracking it.
All the way from Erie, Pennsylvania, back to Paris, Texas, we have advisories. There's ice storm warning that includes Fayetteville, Arkansas this morning, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and a winter storm warning. And that's where that ice is falling as freezing rain. It falls as rain and then it freezes on contact, makes a very thick glaze. And that could happen all the way up through parts of Missouri and Illinois tonight. So even Chicago could have slick roads tonight through early tomorrow. Then it's going to be mostly snow as it moves into Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island for tomorrow.
The race for the 2024 presidential nomination is now down to two major candidates with just one full day to go before New Hampshire's first in the nation GOP primary tomorrow. Both Nikki Haley and Donald Trump have events lined up for today. Former President Trump claiming he'll testify in the E. Jean Carroll trial to decide how much he owes her for defaming her about a sex assault in the mid-90s. This is ABC News. Faculty members across the entire California State University system are set to strike today over pay, parental leave, and other benefits. Party time in the Motor City.
Daddy!
There we go.
The Detroit Lions beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers heading into the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991. They will face the 49ers and the AFC. The Chiefs beat the Bills thanks to a late missed field goal and will face the Ravens. And Mean wins at the movie theater.
It's the Queen Bee.
Regina George.
And Mean Girls was queen of the box office for the second straight week.
Don't look her in the eye!
It took in $11.7 million. It's now on pace to out-earn the original Mean Girls from 2004. All told, it was a quiet weekend with just one premiere. The sci-fi thriller ISS only made $3 million. All told, the top 10 movies made just over $51 million. But the road ahead is shiny. The Academy Award nominations will be announced Tuesday. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin today to talk about reproductive rights. Dale Gardner is a doula. She says the Dobbs decision had a chilling effect on people needing reproductive care.
They were so afraid of what, of the consequences of trying to access out of state, and then also not knowing if who they're calling they can trust.
Meanwhile, there's a hearing today on a bill to shorten Wisconsin's abortion ban from after the first 20 weeks of pregnancy to 14. The vice president's visit to Big Bend is the first of a week's worth of events marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Voters around the country have pushed back since Roe was overturned in 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons again at the Little Caesars Arena. That's the same place where the hockey team, the Red Wings, play. Part of a doubleheader in Detroit. Milwaukee won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. Cleveland beat the Bucks at their place by 40 points, 135-95. Giannis sat that one out with a bruised right shoulder. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers after losing to the 49ers Saturday night, 24-21. Jordan Love asked about the things he learned in his first year as the starting quarterback.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be and then, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be, take advantage of those games and win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at Price County's senior dining menu for tomorrow, Tuesday, the 23rd of January. We've got liver and onions tomorrow with grilled potatoes, peas, and strudel stick. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. And if you need any more information about Price County's senior dining, give them a call at 715-339-2158.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
The David and Kristen Pishka family is a very proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. They support our local athletes and teams, whatever the season is. Best of luck to our great community of teams.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be a bit warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the northwest later this afternoon at about 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries will drop to 21 tomorrow, cloudy with a little rain-snow mix at a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Treisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting public meetings on fisheries management in Northeast Wisconsin. The meetings take place over the next 6 weeks. Attendees can meet DNR staff and learn about fisheries management in that region of the state. I'll share more details when we return, but first,
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced it will host a series of informational meetings across the state's northeast region to educate anglers on various fisheries management topics. The meetings are part of a spotlight series highlighting various fisheries in Green Bay and inland waters in northeast Wisconsin. The sessions will be held in person and via Zoom from 6 to 8 p.m. over the next 6 weeks. They'll give the public a chance to meet and learn from their local DNR fisheries resource specialists. There are 6 meetings total. The first is on Monday, January 29th, and the last is on Monday, March 4th. Specific information on all these meetings, including Zoom login information, can be found on the DNR's meetings and hearings calendar. That's easy to find. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search hearings and meetings calendar. Make your voice heard on Wisconsin Fisheries Management. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. It's like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? Wants to go to our go-to place. Do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. It's like when you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me?
Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes,
football fan, want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit and
inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul. From steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll. I'm not ready.
in high school.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side.
the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up.
Country, 27 past 8, it's 8:27. How you doing here? Monday, it's going to be a cloudy week. It's going to be warmer, but we're going to have kind of a damp warmness with not really much in the way of sunshine. When they say low clouds, that usually means that we're probably not going to see the sun too much. We'll stay optimistic that maybe at some point. But it's going to kind of be a cloudy week, it looks like. Temperatures will moderate into the low mid, maybe even upper 30s a couple of days this week. Precipitation-wise, maybe a little light snow in the middle of the week. But with the temperatures warming to 35, 38, we might see some of that in the form of some other stuff. There is no indication. I mentioned earlier this morning, there's really no indication of anything significant snow-wise that can change. And the temperatures are going to continue to be 30s and maybe even pushing 40 all the way through like the 4th of February. That's like 2 weeks away. So crazy, crazy winter. In just a little bit, I have some NFL things that I dug up here that are kind of interesting. The Bills, wide right for the Bills yesterday in that game. Oh my goodness gracious. The pain of being a Bills fan, I ask you, is it, do you think it's more painful to be a Buffalo Bills fan? Or is it more painful to be a Minnesota Viking fan? Very similar organizations when it comes to lack of Super Bowl titles and lack of success, although the Bills have had a little bit pre-Super Bowl era. We'll talk about that coming up here before 9 o'clock here this morning. Vent some of the pain from the loss for the Packers also this weekend, although it doesn't hurt quite as much when you got a rookie quarterback and a lot of bright future stuff going on for the Packers and a good coach, and you know, things are looking pretty good, but it was still a missed opportunity. You got the ball and a chance to go down and, you know, take the lead and maybe win the game. That's where you want to be. That's where you want to be, and the Packers weren't able to do it. So Packer season over. We've got Bucks right here. We've got local sports. Mellon will play host to Butternut and Girls Action tonight at 6:30. We'll continue our coverage of local sports and our run through the tournaments. And Brewer baseball coming this spring, all right here on 98Q. We'll get to those local birthdays and anniversaries next. If you have somebody today, we'd love to wish them a happy day. Give him a chance to win that free cake. 715-762-3221.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of frigid weather before that winter storm moves into the Northeast. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z is tracking it.
All the way from Erie, Pennsylvania, back to Paris, Texas, we have advisories. There's ice storm warning that includes Fayetteville, Arkansas this morning, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and a winter storm warning. And that's where that ice is falling as freezing rain. It falls as rain, and then it freezes on contact, makes a very thick glaze. And that could happen all the way up through parts of Missouri and Illinois tonight. So even Chicago could have slick roads tonight through early tomorrow. Then it's going to be mostly snow as it moves into Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island for tomorrow.
The race for the 2024 presidential nomination is now down to two major candidates with just one full day to go before New Hampshire's first in the nation GOP primary tomorrow. Both Nikki Haley and Donald Trump have events lined up for today. Former President Trump claiming he'll testify in the E. Jean Carroll trial to decide how much he owes her for defaming her about a sex assault in the mid-90s. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates are urging Wisconsin schools and farmers to apply for grants to offer more locally grown food in school cafeterias. The money is available in Wisconsin and three other Great Lakes states through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The goal is to boost local rural economies while offering kids fresh, healthy food. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says Wisconsin should use part of its projected $4 billion surplus to boost public education.
What's mental health needs? We need to fund special education because special education funding actually funds all our programs in our schools, and it gives our school districts the ability to be able to do their best for kids.
Underley speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront after addressing last week's school board's convention in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Monday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. over on 103.1, it's Mellon hosting Butternut for girls basketball, brought to you by Steve Jetlin. Then, Tuesday, January 23rd, it's Schwamken hosting Phillips for boys basketball. That game is also at 7 p.m., but this time on 98.3. Once again, brought to you by Steve Jetlin. 98Q Country, bringing you local high school sports.
Bucks play the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee and Detroit again at Little Caesars Arena, part of a doubleheader. The Bucks won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. College basketball, after losing one on the road to Penn State, the Badgers picked up a win at home at the Kohl Center over Indiana, 91-79. Wisconsin, now ranked 11th in the nation, heads to Minnesota in a game against the Gophers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers with exit meetings with their coaches after losing to the 49ers, 24-21. Matt LaFleur.
Well, I think anytime there's a finality to the season, it's always tough unless you're the last team standing. And for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time. But I was proud of the effort of our guys, our ability to weather some real adversity throughout the course of the season and stick together. And I told the guys, you know, I think part of the reason it stings so bad right now is we fully believed and fully expected to win this game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
High school basketball from the weekend and boys basketball. Mellon gets a win over South Shore Friday night, 66-24. Hurley edges Butternut 43-41. It was Stratford topping Phillips 53-36. Other boys action, Assumption over Prentice, 63-49. Avail Academy, they defeated the Rib Lake boys at Target Center in Minneapolis, 48-45 on Friday night. And it was the Medford boys defeating Lakeland, 54-51. On the girls' side, Newman Catholic beats Shawamigan down in Wausau, 63-18. Phillips at home beats Stratford, 70-53. Assumption topping Prentice, 74-18. The Rib Lake girls, again, playing at Target Center over the weekend. They beat Avail Academy 50-13. And Lakeland girls, they top Medford over the weekend by a score of 74-40.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text CUT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text CUT to 321-321. That's CUT to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
All right, birthdays. We want to wish happy belated Big G. I think we mentioned it Friday, but we'll mention it again today because we're celebrating his birthday today with a little lunch. So, Big G, happy birthday to you from the weekend. Our very own Greg Griesel. If you're celebrating today on this 22nd of January, you get to share your day with Big G and other celebrities like Ray Rice, the Baltimore Ravens running back. His football career ended in 2014 after a domestic abuse situation, and he's 37 today. Olivia Diabo, the actress, TV's The Wonder Years and Bolero 55 today. Diane Lane, actress, Man of Steel, Secretariat, Jumper 59 for Diane Lane today. Linda Blair, the actress, is 65 today. Mike Bossy, the Hockey Hall of Famer, born on this day, 1957. He passed back in 2022. Teddy Gentry, Alabama's bass singer, is 72 today. John Hurt, the English actor known for one horrifying scene in the original Alien, got an Oscar nomination for The Elephant Man and Midnight Express. John Hurt, born on this day, 1940, passed in 2017. And Joe Perry, San Francisco 49er Hall of Famer, he rushed a rushing legend, passed away from pneumonia in 2011. Joe Perry, born on this day, NFL great, in 1927. 98Q Weather Update is brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be a bit warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the northwest later this afternoon at about 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries will drop to 21. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little rain-snow mix at a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think talking like this, but I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh, baby, just tell me yes and take my. My name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my night.
Classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
No time, but I
Buffalo Bills pain is being felt, I think, across football today as wide right once again. Wide right was a field goal they missed. And, well, they had Buffalo, if you're not familiar with it, Buffalo had 4 years, 1991, 1992, 1993, 1994, 4 years in a row, they were in the Super Bowl. And they lost them all. And one of them, their kicker, Scott Norwood, had a 42-yarder to win the game. It was wide right. Yesterday, again, wide right. And the Bills' pain, I was kind of comparing the Bills' lack of championship pain to the Vikings. And I thought I had a good comparison until I saw that the Buffalo Bills actually won two AFL championships in 64 and 65. And I know the NFL doesn't really even give any credit or celebrate any of the AFL championships. I think they should, though, because the AFL proved that when the AFL and the NFL, when they converged, you know, in the late 60s, that the AFL teams were very competitive. You know, Houston won an AFL championship in 1960. As did the Dallas Texans and the San Diego Chargers. The Bills won two AFL championships in 64 and 65. And then the Super Bowl, of course, kicked in where the AFL and the NFL champions would play each other. But when you look at the Buffalo Bills, this is their sixth time now that they have been seven, actually. They were in their 89, 91, 92, 93, 94, 2021, 2024 now. So they've been to the AFC championship game seven times. And that doesn't count their AFL titles before the Super Bowl. It's very confusing if you're not a football fan. You're like, Joel, what, just speak French to me here. But the Bills' pain is being felt today. They've been there quite a few times. Not as many as the Vikings have been there. You shut up. Four Super Bowl losses, of course, but the Vikings have been to technically the NFC Championship game nine times. Now, the first Super Bowl they went to, there wasn't an NFC Championship game. It was just the Super Bowl when they lost their first one to the Chiefs. So technically, I guess you could say 10 times. And the Vikings haven't been to the Super Bowl four, but the Vikings haven't been to the Super Bowl in a long time, since 1976. That's a while back. That's 50. That's 40. It's a long time ago. But the pain is similar when you have teams like the Vikings and the Bills who have been there many times. It's a different pain that the Lions have, where the Lions not only have not won it, but they have been there, but very few times. And so now, will the Lions be able to finish the deal here? Can they finish the deal and win a Super Bowl when all these other teams like the Vikings and the Bills and others have been there so many times they couldn't do it? It'd just be a little extra dig at them for Man Campbell and the Lions to win the Super Bowl. And I think they've got a chance at San Francisco And I said earlier, for one reason, I doubt that Purdy is going to be able to be very good. He was sporadic at best in that game against the Packers. And if the Lions can put a little pressure on him, I don't see Purdy making the plays. I don't see it happening. Jared Goff, kind of in the same category with the Lions. The Lions defense can be pretty good, pretty aggressive. Should be a fun one. Looking forward to it. Lions and San Francisco in San Fran on Sunday, NFC Championship game. AFC, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs traveling to Baltimore. Patrick Mahomes is in his sixth year as an NFL player. Every single year he has been in the AFC Championship game. Every year he's been either there or to the Super Bowl. Quite a career already, just 6 years in. Packer season over, if you missed the memo from the weekend. So they'll regroup and give her a shot again with Jordan Love and the crew next year. We'll be here to bring it to you, of course.
What is dedication? The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Darian, we call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for me, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down the Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by North Country Veterinary Clinic and Four Paws Pet Resort of Park Falls and Phillips, committed to providing the best care for your dogs, cats, pocket pets, birds, and exotic animals.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be a bit warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the northwest later this afternoon at about 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries will drop to 21 tomorrow, cloudy with a little rain snow mix at a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
We got winners. We got losers. Smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. Mm-hmm. I love this bar.
my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down.